My former speeches have but hit your thoughts, which can interpret further. Only, I say, things have been strangely born. The gracious Duncan was pitied of Macbeth. Marry, he was dead. And the right valiant Banquo walked too late, whom, you may say, if it please you, Fleance killed, for Fleance fled. Men must not walk too late. Who cannot want the thought how monstrous it was for Malcolm and for Donalbain to kill their gracious father? Damned fact! How it did grieve Macbeth! Did he not straight, in pious rage, the two delinquents tear, that were the slaves of drink and thralls of sleep? Was not that nobly done? Aye, and wisely, too. For 'twould have angered any heart alive to hear the men denight. So that, I say, he has borne all things well. And I do think that had he Duncan's sons under his key, as, and please heaven, he shall not, they should find what 'twere to kill a father. So should Fleance. But peace. For from broad words, and 'cause he failed his presence at the tyrant's feast, I hear Macduff lives in disgrace. Sir, can you tell where he bestows himself?